NBC News Radio, I'm Lisa Taylor. The mother of the 18-year-old who opened fire inside a South Texas school is vowing her son wasn't violent. Adriana Reyes tells DailyMail.com she was surprised to learn her son shot 19 students and two teachers to death inside Robb Elementary in Uvalde on Tuesday. Reyes' mom was also shot and is clinging to life in the hospital. Actor Ray Liotta is dead at the age of 67. Lisa G. reports.
According to reports, the New Jersey native died in his sleep in the Dominican Republic, where he was shooting a movie. The actor might be best known for his role as gangster Henry Hill in Martin Scorsese's Goodfellas. Liotta leaves behind a daughter and was engaged to be married. Lisa G., New Jersey.
Former President Trump must give testimony in New York State civil probe into his financial dealings. Natalie Migliori has more.
A state appeals court is upholding a Manhattan judge's original ruling to subpoena Trump and two of his children to answer questions under oath in Attorney General Letitia James's investigation. In a statement, James claimed victory, vowing to continue following the facts of the case to ensure no one can evade the law. However, the Trump family could still fight the ruling if they take it to the highest court of appeals.
Amber Heard and Johnny Depp's lawyer engaged in a heated exchange in the final day of trial in Depp's defamation suit against her.
Everybody who was around in the 90s and the early aughts knew that rumor. I had heard that rumor from multiple people. Of course, that's what flashed through my head when my violent husband not only swung for me, but all of a sudden swung for my sister.
Heard reacted to Kate Moss's brief testimony of her fall on the stairs with Depp in the 1990s, which Moss said was an accident. In a contentious cross-examination, Depp attorney Camille Vasquez asked Heard to respond to several witnesses over the weeks who testified in Depp's favor. Heard responded that she knew people who would want to testify to curry favor with a powerful man, which is part of the reason she wrote the op-ed article about his abuse. You're listening to the latest on NBC News Radio.